It's August 18th, and today I will talk about the fear of the darkness, darkness which is now really deadly. Actually, I want to tell you today something completely different. I have already prepared a story about my favorite book about the war and how reality repeats what was written in this book many decades ago. But tonight changed everything. That night, the Russians bombarded Kharkiv with ballistic missiles, destroying at least two large residential buildings. Has your city ever been hit with ballistic missiles? I really hope not. But my city is being hit every night. The townspeople are literally being bombarded with one missile after another. This missile can be heard from afar. It hums like a jet plane. In the city, which is still under curfew, this hum is very audible. If the street lights were on, the missile could be seen. But in Kharkiv, there is a blackout regime. At nightfall, all windows and all city lights are off. I don't know if this really helps or it's just for peace of mind. You hear a rumble outside the window. It's like a big airliner coming to land. But you know for sure that no airliners have been flying over Kharkiv for almost half a year. And in general, we have not been flying over the whole of Ukraine at all. And you definitely understand that this is a missile. A real huge missile with a house height, which is used to destroy military installations. But the Russians hit residential buildings with these missiles, later saying that Nazis and foreign mercenaries were hiding in these residential buildings. For the moment, you hear the roar of the missile to the explosion of that missile is only a few seconds. I don't know about the others, but during this time, I can't not only run to some safe place, but even figure out where exactly I need to run. An explosion pulls me out of my strange stupor. You can hear it for miles. And it can be seen for many miles because it is accompanied by a huge flash of flame. And it is impossible not to feel this explosion. The blast wave rolls through the city, shaking houses and setting on car alarms. You know, there is such a hackneyed cliché in horror movies. A city that lives an ordinary life during the day and monsters take over it at night, and the inhabitants of the city are forced to hide at home in the hope that the monsters will pass by them that night, not notice them or just spare them. In Kharkiv, this story became a reality. During the day, it is a normal city. Shops and cafes work here. Not all, however, but you can find open ones. There are cars and buses. People walk in parks with children, go shopping, go on dates, work and study. But at night, everything changes. The darker it gets on the streets, the less people there are. By 10 p.m., the city becomes empty. Its inhabitants hide in their homes. By 11, even taxi drivers and belated revelers disappear. Kharkiv becomes a place in which monsters rule. These are not ancient demons or unsuccessful products of gene experiments that have escaped the control of megacorporation. These monsters are Russian invaders, degenerates and murderers who do their bloody deeds at night. Nights at Kharkiv are scary, very scary, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. It is scary because there is no way to protect yourself from missiles. There is no logic in the actions of Russians here. They send their missiles to completely random targets. No one knows exactly where the new missiles will fly to that night, but everyone knows for sure that they will arrive. Death seems to be playing dice with the townspeople, randomly choosing houses and neighborhoods that tonight are destined to turn into dust. You cannot refuse to participate in this game. You cannot get up and leave, even when you are very scared and want to run as fast as you can.